Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and it's another Monday, and it looks like my show's working, and I got a full call or two, and I got lots and lots of stuff I want to tell you, and I don't really know where to start. I'm going to start first with if people do stuff that they really work hard at, that they really try at, that they really try to excel at, and really give all of their effort, I love to help those people to try to do better. And one of my callers here on the show is Stella Rose, and that is her the name that she writes under. And she's worked very hard. She had a very, very horrific experience with her family, and she wrote about it. And it's called Shattered Windows, and it's by Stella Rose. I'm going to do a show this Friday at 5 p.m. my time, so it's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Stella Rose, and we're going to talk about her book, and I really want everybody to try to support her. She's somebody who has, come through hell and is starting to come back to life again, and a lot of us have gone through that, and so... I just want you to try to support the people that are in our energy field. I mean, if you're interested, I really would like you to buy the book. If you're not, I understand that. If you really want to get interested, then join us Friday. That's this Friday at 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time, or 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and join Stella Rose and myself. And we're going to discuss her beautifully written book. I thought it was, I actually was enthralled the whole time. And I get bored pretty easily. So the next thing I want to talk about is what's going on with us, the people in the universe. So I've gotten a bunch of interesting messages from my guide. And if you haven't been to the show before, my guide is a key. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra. And he speaks light language, which is not English. It's a vibrational language. It's all about vibration. And even though you don't understand the words or the tonalities or whatever, it still can change you vibrationally. So lots of times he helps us. And today he's going to help us with our DNA. And he said probably for the next 3 weeks we're going to do DNA work. So because it's very important right now for us to elevate to the highest levels possible. So we are going to do a DNA transmission. One thing, though, that has got me tickled to death is this disclosure about aliens. My understanding is aliens don't want us to call them aliens. They want us to call them sentient beings. So I want to talk just a minute about sentient beings and what it really means when the government is actually going to say it's true. It just validates everything. It validates that people do connect to the other side. It validates that there are dimensional places that we are unaware of. It validates all of this unknown, and it just is, I'm so excited because it's not unknown to some of us, like some of us, and it's going to validate who's connected. Like, I think you're going to see that there's some really high-level people that are already connected, and Key told me that they've actually have been gleaning technology from the other side for over 60 years. So he didn't give me an exact date, but it was 60-plus years ago that they started gleaning technology, which means that they actually had it and they started working on it. They were so much more advanced than we know, and but you know, they're going to let it come out in very slow increments, because if you give too much knowledge all at once, there'll be total collapse and chaos. There is total collapse and chaos going on, and it's not going to interfere with this disclosure. The disclosure is happening, and it's going to make a big difference because it changes everything in science. No longer are we limited by the speed of light. No longer, you know, there's just a million things that are going to change. And it's really important for all of us to be ready. And the way that we're going to get ready, the other thing is that he really wants me to stress is no more fighting. You don't need to fight anymore. You just need to be. Don't try to work against the dark. Don't try to manipulate the dark so that they fall into traps, or that where you think that you're going to change the dark. The dark is leaving, but they have to first exhaust their energy. And you will see that it's going to get a little bit darker before it gets lighter. But if you stay in the light, you won't even notice it. And if you don't buy into the fear, they want you scared. They want you fearful. And Aki told me the reason why I didn't connect to him a lot earlier is because I was afraid of aliens. Meeting aliens and seeing aliens. Well, guess what? They can communicate with you without seeing them. So you don't need to be scared to get the messages. I want you to be ready. We're going to the fifth dimension, and it's a new Earth, and it's spawning now. And it's so, I don't know how to tell you how excited I am, because it validates my life. A priest a long, long time ago when I was a child, and I was having the psychic experience where I was seeing everybody die, said, number one, to keep your visions to yourself, and number two, it's not a demon, it's a gift. And the gift is of sight, of stuff that, you know, I couldn't conceivably see in with my eyes, but I just was getting information. And he says, just keep it to yourself, he said, and just know that, you know, study it and see if it is truth that you're getting. And I have, you know, I have been through so much. I'm in my 60s now, and so I've had a lot of examination, and I've had a lot of ups and downs, and I've had a lot of anger at the other side, because if you don't ask the right question, you don't get the right answer. So I saw a bunch of psychics saying Trump is going to win the presidency. And the thing is he may have won the presidency, but they didn't ask the right question. Is he going to be the elected official in office? And that was no. So if you don't ask the right question, you're not going to get the right answer. So it is important to pay attention to what you're asking, and it's sometimes difficult to validate what they're saying. Like I said on the last show, you know, a key, my guide said, you know, watch for October, I think it was 23rd, something's happening that day. And he told me several times, and so I wrote it on the calendar and waited for that day, and some stuff happened, but nothing that resonated with me. I mean, it was political stuff and stuff that I'm not of interest in, because I don't buy into that illusion. And remember, life is an illusion. We're like in a holograph. So if you're imagining everything around you is terrifying, scary, and attacking you, you're going to be scared, terrified, and attacked. If you're going to choose, you know, I don't choose ugliness anymore. I don't choose the darkness. I choose light in every situation. And I've heard people say, that's unrealistic because without the yin and the yang, you can't have the whole experience. But that's not true. You still have both. You can have a flat tire and it can be an okay experience, even though it's not a good experience. It can still be positive. So it's about perception. And yes, You can have negative things happen to you because there is yin and yang still. But as we dimensionally rise, that is getting less and less. And so the people that are in the light are having more and more positive experiences, more and more manifestations. Some of my clients that call me are having, great experiences moving forward. One is Stella Rose with her book. I mean, it took her 8 years to write it. Or maybe it was more. I'll find out on the show. It's like we put all this effort forward and we've been trying to do all these right things and working against the darkness, we don't have to do that anymore. They don't want you to try to work against the darkness. They just want you to be the lighthouse. They want you to love yourself. They want you to honor your truth. They want you to feel happy. They want you to have joy. If they were on a negative agenda, it already would be over. They already would have depleted our race. They're way smarter than us. Their technology is way more advanced than you even can conceive. And according to Key, there's actual technology that can clean the ocean of the nuclear waste from Japan. There's technology that can actually cleanse our air back. So terraforming is the terminology that he was using when he was explaining all that stuff to me. We are so much more advanced, but they are not letting us have the technology because it's not advantageous to the kind of society that's being run by the dark. And obviously, you know, by keeping us fearful of no electricity, fearful of war, fearful of hate, everybody, you know, that is what they're perpetuating. And if we can break free from that, then the silence of light comes in and it blesses. It just blesses. There's no way it just can bring your life that happiness and joy and peace and harmony that we're seeking. So stop. Just stop whatever you think that you need to do to either prove yourself or be something more. Just be. Okay. I'm an artist and a songwriter. And so I'm claiming it. I'm a songwriter. I'm a great songwriter. I don't have to have it be anything. It's just part of me. It's part of my nature. It comes through me. And I always have expressed God through me. And that's what, you know I hear a sentient voice. And the only way that that could be possible is if God allowed it. It's not or source or creator God or whatever. And what you're going to find out is we all have these abilities, and all of us light workers, as much as we work to fight the darkness, we don't have to fight it anymore. We just need to be the light, so bright that only light is attracted to us, because darkness is shunned by light. And at first, they try to attack light. But if you're bright enough, they can't harm you. The other thing about fear, this is the last thing because I do have a lot of callers, is that it's not real. The only time it's real is if you're being attacked physically. That is what fear is about, to protect you, fight or flight. And if that's the case, then you need to take it real. But if you're having fear about what the government's doing, it's an illusion. They're doing whatever they want to do, and it doesn't matter what anybody says. So that's a useless form of attention. It's so much better to go within and say, how do I make myself happy? What is it that makes me happy? How do I maintain that? Or how do I bring into fruition a life doing stuff that I like and being with people that are kind and releasing people that are ugly? And so it's really important that you try to pay attention to your fear. And that's saying, you know, I'm not going to go outside unless I'm dressed a certain way. And that actually is a fear. Like, I never go outside dressed in tank top and short shorts. I just don't want people looking at my physical body. But it's a fear, or I don't perceive it as a fear. I just perceive it as, you know, it's appropriate to dress the way you feel comfortable in public. But there must be an underlying root fear, because otherwise I would just go out like everybody else does and don't care what you're wearing and don't care what you look like and don't care. And if you can get to the point where you honor your truth, then you've beat it, or you've conquered it, or you will move up to the next level of awakening. So I hope that was understandable. So anyway, the key's here, and he's telling me to, I've talked enough. And so we're going to do part of a DNA activation. We have to elevate the DNA or the helix or whatever those twisting things are in our DNA. Some of them aren't activated, and some of them need a push to activate. Some of them, for some people, are. Everybody's different. So, and you will be able to have different experiences as you become more and more activated. And this is happening, and it's going to be proof once they say the aliens are really aliens. Hopefully they'll call them sentient beings, but I don't have a voice in that, so I'm going to call them sentient beings. And I believe they're bringing us great news for all people of the earth, not just the people in control. So I would like everybody to take 3 or 4 big breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. I just want you to breathe bring in really clean air, hold it for a second, and then release. And as you release, you want to let go what no longer serves you, or you want to let go and open up to the possibility of what's coming in. Both are really appropriate thoughts. And you don't have to see a result to have a result. It's different than that. It actually happens whether you see it or not. So, but you may not recognize it till much later, even though it's been going on with you for a while. So if you don't get instant awakening or instant renewal or charge, don't worry about it. You can listen to this again in archive, and it will still have the vibrational energy to clear or help your DNA. So now we'll do. I'm going to take one breath in. The key's going to come in, and then we're going to start the activation to change your DNA. Pone ke te tene no moho kana se e e ke. Takako mene se he e chi chi koma ana se he e ke wa. And what he's doing is he's like activating every cell with a DNA in it. And he's saying, maybe, I think he's saying that you can feel it in your legs or your ankles is what it seems like to me. Or maybe the heel of your feet. And so he's like unraveling is what it looks like, a strand, just a single little thing. A big breath in, everybody take a release, 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 release. That's what you want to do that. And you can do it a couple of times, it won't hurt. Okay, another breath in through your nose, and then out through your mouth and release. And I don't know if you're feeling it, but I'm going to just continue. Okay, Okay, and then we're just going to take one more final breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And now just try to allow the energy to just penetrate every cell of your body. And every cell has DNA in it. And it's being charged or activated. It feels a little bit like a charge to me, and it's weird that it's in my ankles or my heel. So I don't know why that is. Okay, I absolutely have a full caller cue, so I'm going right on to the callers. And remember, you can listen to that several times if you didn't feel it, or if you did feel it and you want to get double charged or recharged or extra charged, you can listen to it again. Okay, I need to take a breath. Okay, so the first caller is going to be a 111 number. Hi, 111, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Regina, it's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello?
How can I help you today? I can just barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
A little bit better, but not much better. I wonder what's going on with that, but how can I help you?
Okay, quickly. So I'm already in the telepathy mode, and today I went to three different places, and I heard some people said different places where there was one lady who said, I was walking and I hit something, but there's nothing there. And I was about 10 feet away, and then it happened again some other places. And I was just wondering, you know, if, yes or no, if that is what I'm thinking, that are there around me? Of course.
I think it is. I do think that you're getting the information that you think. I'm trying to think what they were trying to tell you, though, is what I'm trying to get at. I do think you're getting messages, and I do think that I do think you got a bunch of archangels that are working with you. It's kind of interesting. Your light seems really good, though. I think it's changed from it's changed to a nice pink. I think you're more heart-centered. So have you felt a heart-centered shift?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, because I think it's Gabriel that's saying it. He just wants you to be to learn from every situation, not just some situations. It's kind of what I was saying at the beginning of the show. You can have a negative situation, but it doesn't have to be negative. It can still just be a situation. It's only negative as soon as you call it. So when you say, those people are bad, then that puts an energy on them that you have a belief that they're bad. So if you said instead, I send light to heal those people, then the bad people don't get to be addressed, and the light that you send to them will affect them energetically, or their higher self will hear or accept the truth of the energy. Because you can actually talk to some entire self and the person may not cognitively know it. Whether or not they take that energy is, you know, another story. That's free will and choice. So do you understand that?
Yes, we'll have free will. What I'm thinking, what happened today, was it the A or was it the S or was it both?
I think it was, I'm getting that it was just the A. I didn't get any F.
That's beautiful. And James, I'm pleased because, you know, Okay. Do I have like a week or two? I don't know, like when I'm trying not to be nervous. I'm trying not to be shy because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
Open up. Don't try to make it be a time frame. What we're trying to do is just allow. We don't have to fight anymore to have. All we have to do is allow it to come forward. And that's what I was trying to say at the beginning of the show, too. If you want something, you don't have to fight for it anymore. You just need to allow it and to open up to that vibration and feeling in your truth or your heart or in your soul. And that will bring it forward. You don't have to be like, oh, I got to do these 16 things or it isn't going to happen. That's not true. You don't need to light candles. You don't need to do anything. You just need to open your heart. But if you do symbolic things, it's because it can enrich you with thoughts. So if you light a pink candle for love, then what you're doing every time you see the candle is you're thinking of love. So it's reminding you, stay focused, pay attention, I'm allowing this. If you call in 100,000 angels, cherub love angels or angels of love or angels that bring love to help you, you may not see them, but the energy can be felt. And if you really ask them to bring forth your soulmate or what's in your best and highest interest, they will. And there are those little fat cherubs around you, too. You got a lot of angels around you. And I do believe that you have sentient beings around you. Like, I do believe you're connecting with some sentience. So you have so much going on. One thing that you need to do is to ground all the time. Because in meditation, it's fine to have a lot of energy. But it's not always good to be out of meditation and have all that energy around you because it makes it incoherent. You can't make decisions. You're trying to carry the light and not allowing you to think rationally because you're not grounded. So it's not... So the best thing to do is ground every day, put yourself in protection, and then in meditation, bring forth what you're trying to manifest. And in meditation, then once you're finished, then you can ground yourself again and go on and allow it, and it will happen for you. And I do see it happening. Everything that you're, even more things than you can think are going to happen to you, you're going to welcome it. It's kind of like what happened to me where I was scared at the beginning. I didn't want to see an alien. I thought, oh, my God, I'm scary. They got these big eyes and you've heard all these bad rumors about what they are. But the truth is that if they wanted to destroy our planet and they were evil and they wanted us all to be dead, we'd all be dead. So that's not what they want. They're trying to communicate, and they're trying to help us forward ourselves into becoming in the 5D. And there are going to be events, like there will be a solar flash, and there will be something that's going to happen that's going to help people shift. And but right now, if you look at the news, they're starting to say, food shortage, no food, everybody gets scared, America's buying up all the food. And those are to get people scared. They're to get people to go out and spend all their money so that they have, so they can feel like they're going to be safe. If you're in the light, you're safe. You don't need to be, there'll be plenty. You can, sun gazers don't eat food. So there's a million possibilities when we get to the 5D, what's going to actually be like. And we are there. It's just have your body been raised. And that's why we did the DNA activation, because the new Earth is now. The stopping to fight against darkness is over. We don't need to do that. We just need to be light. That's all we're supposed to be now, ourselves, and to find our true happiness and to move forward towards it. Okay, I need to let you go, though. I do have a really full caller queue, but I did want to say all those things. Sorry, if you tell me to say all those things.
Okay.
Can you be on the phone, Melissa?
Got it.
Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I hope I help. Namaste. Okay, I'm going to go right on to 562.
Hi, hello.
Hi, you're on the internet.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Where are you calling from?
Long Beach, California.
Okay. California is all I needed. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes. Do you see me having any more kids in the future?
Do I see you having what in the future?
Any more children or kids in the future?
Oh, any more children? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Is Yvonne going to have more children? Okay, I don't know if you listened to my show before, Yvonne, but I do things only in 6-month intervals so that people have results.
Okay.
I can look in, you know, I can look out in the future and say yes. I'm telling you though right now that in the next 6 months that I is not coming to fruition as far as I see. It doesn't mean that you can't change that, and it doesn't mean that you know. If you want to change that and you want it before the 6 months, then I would go into meditation and I would try to bring it forward. But your vibration right now says no.
Okay.
And the reason why I think okay, there's something about why you want to have more children that I would just like you to examine. What is, and that's an interesting thing too, about the why we do stuff. And so I just want you to look at that and ask yourself, what am I trying to receive, you know, from the production of producing another child? Or I know it sounds so, I don't know how to say it eloquently. But there is something about your motives, and so I want you to look at that and just, you know, kind of ask yourself, you know, what am I really trying to have happen? Do you understand? Did you get
yeah.
it or no?
Okay. Yes, I get it.
Because I do think, you know, it doesn't look, like I said, it's not in the next 6 months, but I do think if you look out maybe like almost, to me right now, it looks like 2 years. But time is really subjective when it's that far out, and time is really, it's really hard to tell exact dates and stuff unless they give you an exact date. So I don't want to disillusion you. What I want you to do is look at the motives why you're wanting it, and if it really is all on, you know, aligned with your philosophies and everything, then allow it. Go into meditation and bring in angels that help with reproduction, and bring in angels that will help with the mate that's going to be, you know, the producer or the carrier or whatever. The other thing is, you know, allow it. Don't be fearful of it, okay? So there's a little element of fear that you carry with you. It's not necessarily about having children. It's a little fear that you have about your stability. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. Because it's just a little off. It's not that it's, you know, it's just something that, you know, I think it's an emotional thing, not a physical thing. So if you open up more your heart a little bit harder or a little bit farther, not harder, that an essence or a grounding will come in where you'll be in that safe place or feel like the foundation is unshakable. And once you're there, then it might look like a different story. And it really is about some self-looking, okay? You know, just try it. Feel free to call in and I can look at it again, you know, and see how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, I hope it helps. Namaste. Okay. 952, you're on the air. Can you get your first
Hi,
name and where you're calling from?
Yep, Sandy from Minnesota.
Hi, Sandy. How can I help you today?
Just wondering if, and I know you only look out 6 months, if it would be in my best and highest good to sell my house and move.
And you said Sandy from Minnesota? right?
Yeah.
I got no.
Okay.
I don't know why, but what I would do is I would assess, you know, all I would do the pros and the cons. I think you're going to find out that you're actually happy, but that you're trying to find it. You're trying to shift into something that you already have, but you're not seeing it. Do you understand that?
No. Yeah, I do. I
huh?
do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like don't throw out the cow. Because I think it really brings you a lot of safe and happy and joy, whether, I don't know if you're perceiving it or not, but there's so much there that for you, I feel like, is so grounding and good. So, like I said, though, people do get an itch, though, where they do have stability or they do have that safeness and they need change. So I don't really see that happening for you right away. What I would want you to do is make a list of why you really love where you are and how could it be better. And once you start looking at how could it, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I do. I really like it where I am. I feel like I have a lot.
Okay.
But I was just wondering, you know, if it was time to move on.
I'm not getting it, but, you know, always with that question, I would just sit in meditation and I would just like you asked me, is it in my best and highest interest to move on? Since I have, you have a lot of what, a lot of, I guess, stability is the word. It's love. It's more than just stability. It's an essence that you carry in your heart of love. And, you know, can you carry that to a better place? Sure, because we all are ascending. Should you? You know, there's lots of little questions that you could have to really hone in on that desire that you're feeling of change. Everybody is always changing, so it's not necessarily the changing of location is what you're looking for. So you might want to ask yourself, I want you to do the little thing, the pro and the con, and I want you to what is it that I want her to do? Come on. I'm not wanting you to do anything. When I say I want, the key is telling me stuff. What is it? I'm going to just leave it at, I want you to meditate closely on what you're trying to achieve with that change that you would really gain. Because I think once you look at it, you're not going to gain anything by moving but different ways. So how can you take what you have that's good and make it better? And if you can't, then how do you move on from there? And I think you'll get different questions or different feelings, or you'll get the right question. Because I don't think you're getting the right question. Okay? Okay.
The right question? I'm not asking it the right
way? Yeah, I don't think the right question is, should I move? That's not the question. That's a thought of a process. Right question is, I guess, maybe like, why do I want to move? And what am I trying to obtain from it? Or how will it enhance my happiness, joy, and security? You know, questions that are, just because you move, it doesn't mean that you can't have security. Just because you move, you can't have all those things. You can. So it's always, how do I make it better? And what am I looking for when I make it better? So I don't think the question is, should I move? It's a different question. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, namaste.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go on to 775. Hi, 775. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from? Hi, 775. You're on the air. Okay. So I don't hear anything there. I'm going to go up. Maybe they came back now that I hung up on them. Okay, I'm going to go to 203. Hi, 203, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi. Could you come back? Could you take another call and then come back to me?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to try this again with, I don't know if I did this or not, 440. Hi, 440, you're
Hello.
On the air. Hi, can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio. Hi. My name is Patricia.
Patricia, right?
Yes.
Great. How can I help you, Patricia?
Yes. I'd like to find out, I've been job searching, and I'm job searching now. Is there I'm open to working basically temp. Is there a temp job that's available for me? Until I can just work it, up until I relocate to another state. So between, let's just say, because I'm taking a brief trip to visit where I'm going to the other state, and obviously to learn about and see the apartment buildings and so on, and once I come back, if I work a job on site, meaning physical location, but is there a temp job? And I'm looking online.
I'm not getting that you did a temp job. Okay, I'll just be honest with you. I don't see it coming to fruition. Not that it can't. It's just that I don't see. I just don't see. Okay, I'm trying to see what they. I see. Okay.
I'm only going to be here
they're
up until
saying, okay.
August, September.
I feel like what they're telling me is the move is a favorable move. Okay, it does result in an increase in a lot of little areas, and you do get a little bit brighter, not hugely brighter. So it might be a transition. You know, sometimes when they go from one to the next, it goes from dark to light and really light. I think you're already light. I think it just increases a little bit. But, you know, a little bit to some people can, you know, be a revelation. So I don't want to negate the need for you to follow through with it. I think you should follow through with it. I think it is in your best and highest interest, and I think it will be beneficial. The part-time job, I'm not getting that, but they're saying that they're say two things. One is that your prayer, which is different than meditation. I don't know if you're a prayer or a person that prays, but they're saying prayer will help you in this instance and will bring forth what you're seeking. And so, and you have to trust your own guidance, okay? So you really, it's about trusting yourself and just trust that you're moving forward and everything should flow with ease and grace. And just keep saying that to yourself. I'm moving forward with ease and grace. As you walk through every doorstep, as you drive from one state to the next state, as you do everything, I would just say, you know, I'm stepping forward with ease and grace, and it will flow. The part-time thing is, it just seems like it's a little dot compared to the whole other scheme of everything else. So don't be fearful of that. Embrace that you're doing the right thing, and the right thing will all align. You understand that?
I don't think. I'm just getting one to get some job here in Ohio, and then
right.
Obviously I'm
I understand what you want to do. I get that.
Okay.
I understand
okay.
it, and it's possible. You know, you just have to, you're going to have to open up to it. But right now, I don't see it. And it's
okay.
something
All
might
right.
come up that the reason why you don't do it, or something may be even better where you leave early so that you can get a better place. Or, you know, there might be a million different scenarios why I don't see it. So, and I don't have time in 3 minutes, you know, on a show to go over everything. or to walk down a lot of the different paths that you could choose, because there's more than one path. But I do feel like if you embrace the moving, that it will flow. If you don't make it have to be something, then it will flow correctly. If you make it, I'm not going to do it unless I have a part-time job, then, you know, then you'll block that or you'll stop it. Just allow the flow to be the truth, your truth, and use your ability to pray for what you want. Because I think that's how you manifest. Do you actually do meditation?
Oh, I do a combination of both.
Okay. So they're just slightly different, meditation and prayer. One's a little bit more conscious participation. Anyway, I hope that helps you, because that really is what I am getting for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Namaste.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm going to go right on to 415. Hi, 415. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and last name again?
Hello.
Hi. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
It's Anne in California.
Oh, hi, Anne. The phone has been really muted this whole time, so I can't actually. Yeah, so I'm struggling a little bit to hear everybody, and I don't know why.
Sure.
You know, everything's the same. I do have a new studio, though. I haven't gotten into it yet, but it's all set up. Yes, I'm going to actually be able to stop having noisy phone. So everything's going. It's like you're everything's going with you too, isn't it? Yeah.
Everything's what?
I feel good for you, Maureen. Everything's going with you.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm packing. I'm cleaning and packing to move. Big move
in May. I feel so positive.
Oh, wonderful.
It's going to be really good for you. Sorry, I don't mean to keep interrupting. Like I said, it's hard for me to hear, but it's going to go really positive. It must be going good already.
It's funny, though, but I get a little melancholy. You know, it's like in the process of cleaning everything out, it kind of goes through emotions, you know, so that's for me anyway.
So,
I'm up and down.
Yeah, so what they're saying is, I don't know how to do this, but it's divine inspiration that's moving you. You have to allow to look through you. It's coming through you. I think you know it, and I think you get the body shivers or whatever. It's actually you're guided with the divine, and I wish I could say it's happening to you, Michael, but it's not. It's like a holy energy or it's like God energy, just like a. It's not it's higher than that. And I think it's because you've done a lot of work on yourself and you're clear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it is no surprise that you maybe melancholy is what the term you want to use, but I think it's the fear. It's actually rooted. And it's okay, because we all have an element of, you know, uncertainty, and that is set. You can embrace uncertainty.
Okay.
Accountability, you know, and not be scared a little bit. And I think that's what happens with you, is you embrace the change, but then you're a little bit.
But I'm doing the action for it. It's like, wah! Yeah.
I think you're doing great. I really do. And I think this is like a God or a good energy for you. Really good energy. So
it'll be,
I know it's a God, but call in, because Michael is right there, Archangel Michael. I just thought you'd maybe utilize him, because
Yes.
Say that again?
He can cut away the sadness.
Oh, is it, you think it's sadness? I think it's, oh, maybe that's how it's perceived for you.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask that.
Well, whatever it is, Michael can take it away.
Right. It's not that he is, I guess, he is your strength or your foundational support or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's that sadness or that perceived that is illusion. I mean, it's kind of a story that you're telling yourself. And that if you... I don't know. I feel like it's, you know, I don't want you looking at the sun, but it's like, look to the heavens. Is what I feel like you're showing me. You know, I think, and you'll be inspired instead of melancholy. You'll be engrossed in the movement of that light that's pushing you out, and it's going to be good. That's the best part of it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels better. My back and shoulders feel better already. So, thank you.
Oh, good. Good, because I do think it's just a little fear of change is what it is. It's the root.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can call it, you know, or I mean, you perceptionally can think of it any way that you want. I'm not trying to tell you how you feel.
Sure,
I'm just trying to tell you that if you look a little bit, you don't even look. I wouldn't even look. I wouldn't try to go
I'll let
there.
It go.
What
just don't even
do
go back there,
this.
Right?
Yeah, embrace the light. Let's see it. Bring
okay.
it on. I'm stepping into my power. I am woman, hear me roar. You know? And I feel that for you, seriously. I do feel that song for you. I don't know where that came from.
I'll keep singing that.
Yes, I do want you to be that. I do feel that.
Okay.
It's like that good.
I
mean, that is that good for a woman. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. I'm going to let you go with that. I hope it helps.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay,
Suzanne.
Namaste.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you for calling. And I'm going to do 778, who didn't answer before. Hi, 778, you're on the air. Did I get your first
hey,
name
James.
And where you're calling from?
Hey, James,
oh.
It's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you today?
can you look into and see if a guy named Tony will still be coming to visit me?
Before you even said it, I felt like either you're doing the trip, but it might be him coming to you. So let me just ask for if I'm done. I'm still getting a yes, he's coming. So it didn't go yes, 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 but after a little struggle, so I can... I don't know, it's not even a struggle. It's getting, you know, their act together. I think it's, you know, like, and it may feel a little bit like a struggle for him to get it together, but I do feel like it does come together. And I do think that it's going to be a really good thing if it happens. The one thing that I keep getting is him is a wibber-wager, and I think it's because he's got to get some stuff together himself. He's like all over. I don't know if you know have you ever told him about grounding?
He should do that better than me because he does a lot of his own meditation, so I would think he would be more grounded than I am.
No, I'm getting if I'm grounded. Well,
let's not focus on that. Let's focus on that it's going to be a good outcome. Because I do feel like he's going to come. I do feel like it's, I don't know if it's money, but that makes him ungrounded. Is he have finances problems? Anyways, it doesn't matter. Don't go on the air with it.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. What really matters, I think, is the message is that I do believe it's coming forward. I do believe he's going to step forward. I do believe it's going to be maybe a little bit longer out than you thought, but that it is going to happen. And I do think that it's going to be a great thing when it happens, or very good, if not great. Do you understand that?
Yes. Even with COVID right now, it's still...
Yeah. Okay, good. Hold that light. Know it. Allow it. And bring in the angels to support him, because I do feel like I said, I feel like he's a little ungrounded. I don't know if it was money. At first I thought it was money. I do think it's money. You know, all of that is not, money's just a flow and it can change in a click of a finger. So it's not, I think he has to work through it though in his mind. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
And I think you're an exciting, I think he thinks of you as an exciting, a very exciting, I hate to use the word prize, but like a special gem, I think, you know, because it feels like a prize to me. Okay. It might be a male thing, who knows. But I do feel like it's like a very special kind of gem or a prize. Okay. So it's good. It's comfy. A little bit bumpy, but it all works out. So, and we're in this new earth, so allow it. You know, don't expect anything less but your truth. And the truth is that your willingness to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm just thinking with COVID still ongoing, better if he visits
me
after.
Cancel that.
Okay.
Cancel. Okay. All of that. That's just all of them pretending to do whatever they want to do. Okay. But nothing stops the light. Nothing. Darkness does not stop the light. It can try, but light always, always puts darkness out. So whenever, even if you walk into complete black, if you have a candle, the light fills the space. So don't worry about the darkness. That's just all the ugliness that they're trying to pretend and, you know, put on us so that we can't have what we want or we think we can. You get that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do. Thank you again for all your help, James.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I want the best for you, and it will happen. You just have to... Send him a loving energy to him, too, if you can. You know, send him grounding energy to his higher self. Send awakening to his higher self for grounding. Because I do feel maybe I didn't want to get into as many situations. So if that all straightens out, everything's going to go really nice, I think. So, and I do feel like you're taking a trip, too, but I don't know if you're planning on that. But I do that initially I do see you doing some traveling. I don't know out of the country. I don't think it's out of the country. I think it's in the country. So maybe you're going to be showing sightseeing and stuff like that. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's great. I'll look forward to that. Thanks so much, James, for your help and sending me blessings. Thank you.
Thank
Namaste.
You. Yep. Bye. Okay, and I'm going to just end with my final call for a three.
Hi, Reverend
James.
Hi, thanks for coming back to me. Hi, sorry about that. Pharmacist, yes, it's back in Connecticut. Thanks for the... Looking forward to the program on Friday. Thanks for that, and also doing the DNA. And want to give you a confirmation. Last time I spoke with you, I asked you about two doctor's appointments coming up with me. So the first one there wasn't gonna, nothing really was gonna happen. Not what I expected, and that really surprised me. But in fact, it was true in the sense that when I did go, the doctor basically said surgery would be more dangerous than leaving it alone, and it's so small it might not even be there. So keep on doing what you're doing. So you were right, but I didn't. You know, I thought I thought it was going to be.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be disappointed. Yeah. And so I'd like to ask you about my dog, Chance. He's been through a lot. He's been on medicine for over a month. He's finally off of that. He collapsed on me, and he's got disc issues. But he's not been good the past few days. Can you just check, does he have a stomach bug, or does he need to get to a vet? Money's real tight, so I prefer to give him herbs and things if I can.
Well, I don't think he needs to go to a vet. It's not what I'm getting, okay, when I asked that I got not. I do think he has some issues going on. Herbs are not resonating for some reason. I don't get that it's herbs that the dog needs.
Okay.
I'm trying to. I'm not the best dog or animal person. That's not really my forte. But I don't feel like it. I don't know. For some reason, the herb thing didn't. Are you giving him chicken?
Well, that's the next thing. You know, I will give him broth and boiled chicken and rice.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That feels what he needs. And
okay.
Watch the dehydration thing, because I feel like he's does he always have water on the floor?
He always does, but I can put more water in food, and I can give him some tasty broth.
Okay.
Thank you.
I feel like a really light diet for him for like maybe even like 8 to 10 days is kind of what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
feel like get him off everything for 8 to 10 days, give him some rice and some chicken. What you can do is I actually think you could get the store that are already cooked, and you could just peel off the skin. I wouldn't give him any skin.
I think they have a lot
just,
of salt in those.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
I don't know that hurts him, but that might be why he needs the water. Because I was thinking about those chickens.
Do I?
Just make sure he's got water. Or you could boil him up yourself.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's cheaper anyway. Do I make his food too rich? Because I cook for him.
They want him on nothing for to be really light for, like I said, about 10 days, 8 to 10 days.
But I mean,
I think you'll see I think you'll see a change in 3 days or 4 days, but I want you to do it more than that, because they show that if you end it too soon, you want to make sure whatever the bug is or whatever that, I think it's a bug or, you know, I don't know. It's like it might be a bacteria, which is a bug to me. I don't know. Okay,
yeah,
so
I
feel like there's, is he eating grass?
Yes, but he'll always do that.
Don't let him eat the grass.
Don't
let him eat it. No.
You're kidding.
No, because I think it's it makes him throw up, or it makes him it produces a foam is what I'm getting in his tummy. So I don't know. If he's not throwing it up, then he should be throwing it up. But if it's going all the way through him, I still don't think he should eat it. First, like I said, 8 to 10 days, try not to have him do any grass.
Okay.
I don't know how that works, but
I was wondering, in general, do I cook? And I need to ask about a spine before I hang up. In general, after 8 to 10 days, going back to our diet, is it too rich?
Getting yes on that, actually.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think that's it. I think he has, I don't know, pyloria or something
that's
like that.
I was wondering if we...
I don't even know what pyloria is.
Yeah.
So,
no, you're right, though. That's one of the things that came up. I wondered if we both got a bug, because sometimes I give him my salad, and I had a one-day bug this week, and at one point I thought, oh, I wonder if we both got something from the salad. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to find out if it was a stomach bug.
Might be right on, because I got a yes on that.
Well, okay. Interesting. Could you just check his spine? I was told that he has, you know, slip discs in his neck, but I'm wondering if it's in his back as well.
Well, I don't have any in his back, so I'm not, I don't know. I'm not going to, his energy is like so little light for me to see. That's why.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, his light, like his energy light is so little, it's almost impossible for me to see. So,
oh dear.
I don't get it. When I ask a question, I don't get anything in the back. So
okay.
I got an answer, but, like, I can't really, like, when I look at a human, your light body is huge. When I look at an animal, you know, it looks like a dot, or not bigger than a dot, a softball.
Okay. I get it. Can you just ask Aki, is he doing better since the medicine?
I don't think he is. I think he, right, and I think the reason why Aki's saying that is because he needs to, he needs 8 to 10 days.
No, I'm talking about his discs, the pain in his back, his neck. I'm wondering, because he was on medicine for a month.
Doing better. I don't,
he's doing better?
I'm still getting no.
You're getting no?
Yeah, I'm still getting those.
Okay.
But it might be because he's sick.
Yeah,
you know, so
okay.
So I can't, you know, okay. So I, like I said, I can't look at his spine. I can't see it.
Listen, you've helped me. You've helped me a lot, so I really appreciate it. And thank
well,
you.
Well, I appreciate the confirmation, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you told me the second one I'd get more help with, and you were right. That was a completely different appointment. But you were right.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much.
It's not me.
Namaste.
Aki was...
I know. I know, but I told you...
No, I just want everybody to know.
But I told you the last time when you said that. I told you the last time when you said that. You know, it's your generous heart and the way you help us. That's a big part of it. So I'm grateful, as everyone is, for you in particular.
I am.
And I
thank
Aki.
I'm grateful. I appreciate both the compliments, and it really does warm my heart to know that the answers are right. And, you know, about two shows ago or three shows ago, I did this manifestation where you could manifest what you were wanting or money or whatever. I can't even remember. And I expected all these calls and I never got them. I was like, I wonder, either everybody got it and then they never called back or nobody got it. It was just, I do appreciate the feedback, so that does make a difference.
Well,
so.
I appreciate you very much, and Aki, and all you guys. Thank you. Oh, one more question. You talked about loving ginger ale. How can I send you some information? Because there's a way to make your own fermented ginger ale, which is actually incredibly healthy for you.
It's just psychicradioreading@yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Namaste. Okay, and I'm going to call that the end of my show. And remember, life's amazing.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.